This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Podcasts remind me of radio or books on tape or story slams or anything that draws me to a voice or voices. For the fifth year going, you can pull up a seat and watch podcasts being recorded throughout this city at a long list of venues participating in the Philadelphia Podcast Festival, or PPF. It takes place this week and features 55 local podcasts, some free to watch, others require tickets. Tegan Karuna is the festival co-founder, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning.
Tegan, for listeners who are not familiar with podcasts, and there might be a couple, what's your handy-dandy description of what they are?
Podcasts are audio on demand. So that can mean either independently produced media that you can't get in any other way, or files that you can download and listen to of audio content that's being produced elsewhere, such as on the radio.
You produce your own podcast on being a vegan, right?
I do.
What do you like about podcasting?
One of the things that I love the most about podcasts is that it's truly independent media, and so people can produce any kind of podcast they want, and people can find any kind of podcast that they want to find. If you're interested in something, it's out there in a podcast, I'm almost certain.
Let's set this up in case people are interested in making their own podcast. What equipment do you recommend to make a podcast? How do you put yours together?
I have a pretty extensive audio setup because my husband and I have been podcasting for many years, but it doesn't actually require a mixing board and microphones and all of that kind of stuff. You can easily record on your phone using your voice memo app, any device that will do a decent quality audio recording.
Do you do a lot of editing or do you just let it roll?
I do a combination of some light editing and just kind of letting it go. Because I am interested in having casual conversations, there are absolutely podcasts out there that do a lot more production. It really depends on what the goal of the podcast is and ultimately how the recording session goes.
From the creators of This American Life, the podcast Serial arrived as one of the most popular podcasts to date. It won a Peabody Award for investigative journalism. How has Serial, which I think a lot of listeners are familiar with, opened the door for podcasts?
Serial is definitely one of the defining moments in podcasting, I think. There was something about the way that that story was told that really resonated with a lot of people and showed people who otherwise wouldn't have started listening to podcasts that there was value in this medium. And also that it's easy to get a podcast and listen to it, especially since we all have smartphones now.
Tegan, I often worry that radio is going to run out of steam as we continue to have so many ways of consuming news and information and entertainment. How do you see radio and podcasting supporting one another?
From my perspective, podcasting should give radio a bit of a confidence boost, that people do want audio content and that people aren't turning only to videos and online news, that we still want to listen to somebody talking to us about things.
Hmm. Is it fun to watch people record their podcasts? Do podcasters in this festival play to the audience in front of them at times?
Yeah, that's actually one of the most fun things about the festival, is seeing how people who are used to sitting alone in a room with a microphone and their co-host change their podcast for an audience. People will play games, they will act things out, they'll bring in different guests. They will change up their podcast specifically for the audience, and it actually does end up being really fun. I'll see probably 30 live podcasts over the next 2 weeks, and it's never boring.
Fantastic. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Tegan Karuna is a co-founder of the Philadelphia Podcast Festival, also part of the Philadelphia Podcast Society.